I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. There's no sure way to prevent colon cancer, but there are things we can do to lower our risks for this type of cancer. To talk about reducing the risk of colon cancer is Dr. Raymond DuBois. He's a leading researcher in the field of colorectal cancer, and he's the dean of the College of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. DuBois, how common is colon cancer in the U.S.?
Colon cancer is one of the more common cancers. It's the fourth most common cancer in the U.S., and it's the second leading cause of death from cancer. The numbers are pretty staggering. If you look at the total number of cases for colorectal cancer, it's about 144,000 in 2019, and a little over half of that will be men, and less than half of that will be women.
What can individuals do to reduce their risk of getting colon cancer?
Well, there are lots of things to do. One is to have a more plant-based diet and the so-called Mediterranean diet. There's been a lot of studies looking at that, and that does decrease your risk of colon cancer. And on the flip side of that, people who have a very high amount of red meat in their diet have a much higher risk of getting colorectal cancer. So if you have a moderately healthy diet, exercise, and not be too sedentary, you can decrease your risk of colorectal cancer.
And certainly one other thing we can do to prevent colon cancer or catch it early is screening. Tell us about that.
Some screening is better than no screening. That's what I tell everybody. Most people get a colonoscopy at age 50, and then you can get screened by looking at fecal occult blood. There's a fecal immunotest. There's a Cologuard test that detects changes of gene mutations in your stool, and that indicates you may have cancer. We recommend once you reach the age of 50, you should get screened. And the reason people recommend colonoscopy is that once you get it, then you can either take a biopsy or remove the polyp as you do the test. And these other tests just tell you there's a problem, and then you have to come back and do the colonoscopy later to see where the problem is, how serious it is, and what kind of biopsies and other things need to be taken at that point.
Dr. DuBois, I know you've been very involved in research over the years related to anti-inflammatory medicine and colon cancer prevention. Tell us about that.
Well, it's clear from our work that there's a connection between inflammation and cancer. So one way to inhibit that inflammatory process is to use drugs like aspirin and ibuprofen. Those drugs have been shown to not only reduce tumor burden, but decrease mortality from colorectal cancer.
And are there any potential problems related to taking anti-inflammatories, even a low-dose baby aspirin?
Aspirin is known to increase risk for bleeding, and some of these drugs can cause peptic ulcers and other things. So it's definitely not for everyone, and you really need to weigh the risk of getting cancer versus the benefit of taking the drug.
And do we know why these anti-inflammatory meds seem to help in this way?
Just recently, we've done some research that shows that it allows the immune system to be more effective at attacking the cancer cells. So there is something about inflammation that inhibits our immune system. And when we turn that off with these drugs, the immune system is much more effective at killing the cancer cells. And that's very exciting because it explains some of this effect.
Dr. DuBois, thanks for this information about colon cancer prevention.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.